Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, now we are at week 4 of our series, How to Build Your Confidence in God. This week we'll be going through the process of building hope. In part 2, we talked about the signs of hopelessness, which is also a four-part process, similar to the one that we're going to look on today. So last week we looked on several reasons why you should put your hope in God. Number one is God's power will guard you. You'll receive what God has promised. It will bring you a great reward, and you'll not be ashamed to have confidence in Him. We'll also look on 5 promises, which is that the Father has given us His love. When Christ appears, we will be like Him. We are called God's children. God's power will guard you, and you will receive what God has promised. So those are the promises and the reasons. This week, we want to look on the hope-building process. But before we get to that, let's recap our core scripture, which is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8. It says, since we belong to the day, we must be sober. We must put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. So that's where we are starting this week, because we're looking on the last part, which is the hope of salvation as a helmet. So hope, building hope is a process. It happens in 4 stages. And Paul, in Romans 5, verse 3 to 4, explains those 4 stages. He says, but that's not all. We also brag when we are suffering. We know that suffering creates endurance. Endurance creates character, and character creates confidence. So now you are looking on the key components of building confidence. So where you are now is the suffering stage. That's the first stage. The second stage is now endurance. Endurance is a part now when you're actually executing. So in week 1, we talk in Galatians 5, verse 5, talk about that we must have endurance to do what God says we must do. So that's the endurance stage. Managing that stage now builds our character. It shapes our character, because we are doing something that is very difficult, and doing that thing now on the other side of the character building process, it now shapes our confidence. So you can't jump from suffering to confidence. You have to go through these 4 stages, and it's important. It's 4 distinct stages. So in order for that to happen, there are 8 instructions to the hopeless person. 8. But before we even jump to the thing now, let's talk about now the suffering part. There are several things that can happen. Sleepless nights, mistreatment, being beaten, going without food, harsh treatment at work, evil being done to you, rude behavior, those are a number of things that can happen, that can cause suffering and pain. In all of these situations, there is an instruction that you need to do in order to endure all of these things, so that you can start the process now of building your confidence. So let's look on those instructions. Number 1, according to Psalms 42, verse 5, put your hope in God. So David says, why are you discouraged, my soul? Why are you restless? Put your hope in God. So that's the instruction. The first instruction is for you to put your hope in God, meaning that the suffering or the situation knocked you from where you were. So now you now have to replace that hope now in God. So where is your source? The scripture says that I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So the question now is for you now to ask yourself the question now. Now that you're hopeless, where is your help is going to come from? And the answer should be the Lord. According to Lamentations 3 verse 6, the second instruction is for you to wait silently for him. So now that you have placed confidence in God, the next thing that you need to do is now to wait on him. So because it's a process, that's where the endurance part comes in now. So now you place your confidence in God. Now you have to wait silently for him. So now, looking on that now, that's where the patience come into play. That's where the endurance come into play. Because you're waiting for God to save you. You're looking now to... No, you have to wait now on him to come. For him to manifest the promise. And your timing and God's timing is not going to be the same. The timeline, God work off a different clock than we. So the waiting period is going to be important. According to Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, next instruction is do not lose your confidence. Regardless of what is happening, regardless of the outcome, regardless of what you're seeing, don't lose confidence. Keep your mind focused on what is ahead. Fourth instruction is you need to endure. And number five, do what God wants you to do. Number six, according to Peter, keep your mind clear. Number seven, keep your mind ready for action. And also, place your confidence completely in what God's kindness will bring you when Jesus appears. And that's number eight. So these are the eight instructions that will help you now move from stage one, which is suffering, to stage four, which is rebuilding your confidence. Number five is really important in terms of do what God wants you to do, because in each stage you'll have instructions as to what you're supposed to be doing. So if you're rebuilding your marriage based on what the situation is happening now, what exactly should you be doing to focus your efforts on rebuilding the union? If you're having difficulty on the job, what exactly should you be doing now in order to ensure that you can that you're doing the right things to receive the results on the job, or to rebuild the relationship with your boss if your boss is very toxic, or to even move out of the situation altogether by getting a brand new job? And that's also a solution as well. Because sometimes, based on how bad the situation is, you may not even show or even have the confidence that you can actually get another job. So those are some things that you need to think about when it comes down to the instructions. Also, keeping your mind clear. So you have to be focused in terms of looking for opportunities that may come up during this period. And your mind has to be clear in order for you to see what those opportunities are. And these are opportunities for you to restore and rekindle relationships. These are opportunities for you to serve at a different level. These are opportunities for you to even demonstrate God's kindness and love in new ways that you never thought possible in the environment where you are. And also, it's also an opportunity for you to grow beyond your current capabilities. Which is that when your mind is clear now, you are ready for action, meaning that you're ready to move. So keeping your mind clear will help you to look out for the opportunity. And then that will help you now to be ready to move at the same time. The next thing though is that you place your confidence. So now that you put your confidence in God, now there's a secure place that when Jesus appears again, that you're completely placing your confidence in that. That he will, when he appears, that you will be approved for what you have been doing. And the Holy Spirit will approve your progress and approve you for making the right decisions at the right time that he wants you to do. And that's it for me. Here are some questions that you need to ask yourself as you're dealing with these situations. Why are you discouraged? So ask yourself the question, what is the source of your discouragement? So being discouraged is not enough. I know why. And also, why are you restless? What is causing you to become restless in these circumstances? And knowing that can help you know to make the decision to put your confidence and your hope in God and make the decision to still praise Him because He's your Savior and your God. So that's it from me. That's where we leave this series, where you know you have the tools and the keys to navigate hopeless situations. Hope this was a blessing. And as always, God bless and mahalo.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.